Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is time travel. Time travel, is it really possible? Well, at least for now, traveling back in time is not possible. But who knows, maybe one day it will be. I'll leave that for the physicists of the world to explore. But imagine, for a moment, that you could travel back to the time of Jesus. What events during his lifetime would you most want to be present for? Let's investigate this question a little further. The possibility of traveling forward or backwards in time has long fascinated modern man. Time Tunnel was an American television show that first appeared on the air in 1966. In the show, Project Tick-Tock was a top-secret U.S. government effort to build an experimental time machine known as the Time Tunnel. In the show, the two lead characters, Tony and Doug, traveled back in time and became active participants in past events like the sinking of the Titanic, the attack on Pearl Harbor, the eruption of Krakatoa, Custer's Last Stand, and the Battle of the Alamo, amongst others. The good news for them was there was always someone back in the control room standing by who could bring them back home just before the disaster struck. It made for good science fiction. Now imagine for a minute that time travel really was possible. Envision traveling back to the time of Jesus. Which of the following locations and events would you most want to be present for? Nazareth, to hear the angel Gabriel announce to Mary that she was to bear the Son of God. Nazareth, to observe Jesus growing up. Bethlehem, to be present for the birth of Christ. The Jordan River, to witness the baptism of our Lord. Cana of Galilee, to see Jesus turn water into wine. The Sea of Galilee, to watch Jesus walk on water. Capernaum, to observe Jesus saying to Peter and Andrew, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Capernaum, to hear Jesus tell everyone that they must eat his body and drink his blood in order to have life within them. Tabgatha, to sit among the crowd as Jesus feeds over 5,000 people with just 5 loaves and 2 fish.
Mount Tabor, to witness the Transfiguration.
On the mountain, to be present for the Sermon on the Mount. Overlooking the city as Jesus wept over Jerusalem and foretold its destruction. Seated at the table in the upper room for the Last Supper. Present in the Garden of Gethsemane during Jesus' agony, betrayal, and arrest. Near the fire in the courtyard to hear Peter deny knowing Jesus 3 times. Walking next to Jesus as he carries his cross. At Calvary, looking up at Jesus as he dies on the cross. Present at the tomb to witness Jesus rising from the dead. Or looking up into the sky as Jesus ascended into heaven. Well, of course, we all know we can't go back in time to witness any of these events. It would, however, be interesting to be among a group of Christian friends and ask everyone to answer this question. Quote, "If it were possible to go back in time to be present for only one of the events listed above, which would you choose and why?" End quote. I encourage you to bring this question up the next time you are gathered with your Christian friends. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been to church and had the opportunity to hear a priest or minister preach on one of these stories from the gospel after they had actually visited one of these biblical locations? They seem to have an inspired ability to bring those gospel stories to life. Just listening to them makes you almost feel like you are there. I don't know about you, but I have always wanted to travel to the Holy Lands. For many people, this is simply not financially possible. For those individuals, they must be content to listen to others recount their stories of having been there. As most of you know,
My health is declining and my mobility has been impacted by my multiple sclerosis. I decided that if I was ever going to go to the Holy Lands, I needed to go sooner rather than later before my condition worsens. With this in mind, I have planned a pilgrimage to the Holy Lands in February of 2019, and I want you all to come along with me. I believe this will be a trip of a lifetime. All of the details can be found by going to my website, www.brokendoorministries.com. Please sign up early because space is limited. The reality is there are no time machines and going back in time is not possible. Therefore, traveling to a historic location is as good as it gets. I can't think of a more historic place to visit than the lands where Jesus lived and preached. I hope you can all join me for this very special trip. I would love to personally meet the many people who read my Fourth Day Letters. If you are unable to join me, I promise you that I will work hard to bring these locations to life in all of my future writings following my trip in February. For now, I once again encourage you to take the question that I mentioned above to your next gathering of Christian friends. I feel certain it will lead to an engaging conversation. Heavenly Father, my imagination is stirred with wonder, thinking about what it would have been like to be present when your Son Jesus walked on this earth. If it is in your will, open the doors to make this trip possible. If not, please fill my wonder with the teachings of those who have been there. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at brokendoorministries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.